Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing, if you will. Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. This is a message that I received in prayer time. It's new to me. I've been preaching 50 years. How to live in Holy Ghost health. How to live in Holy Ghost health. I want you to make two notes before I begin to read the scripture that I have for this setting. But remember, you're studying on how to live in Holy Ghost health. Now it's new to me. And so he said to me, that type of health is apostolic government health. In other words, you take over. It's a health that can't be denied. It's a health that has enlightenment beyond all darkness. You understand that? It's the type of health that has enlightenment over all satanic darkness about you being healthy. It's not only apostolic, but listen to this other one. It's prophetic, meaning already provided health. Already provided health. So it can't be held back because it's already provided for you. All you got to do is know how to get to it, and I think the Holy Ghost knows how to get to it. All right, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. We're going to read it out of the Message Bible. Back there, if y'all get it, and the Amplified Bible. Two verses. 1 Corinthians 6, 19, begin with a question. What? Don't you know you're supposed to be healthy? What? Who told you you have to have what you're dealing with? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Don't accept it. Look what it says next. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own? Still asking the question. 20th verse going on says, for you are bought with a price. And look what he tell you to do. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word body is used twice in them two verses. And in your spirit, which are God. So he don't only want you to glorify him in your spirit. He wants you to glorify him in your body. He made provision for that. Now notice in the Amplified Bible, bring it on the board if you can, Amplified. 1 Corinthians 6, 19, Amplified Bible. I got to look at these two translations. You got it? They're supposed to bring it on the board for us. They're hustling to get it. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own? Give me the 20th verse. You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. Talk about your body now. So then, honor and glorify God with what?
Your body.
It's your body. You think you're talking about being healthy?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you. Then I want it in the Message Bible, in the Message translation. I want you to see some clear things that in study he showed me about it. But your body has the right to be healthy. It's already paid. Your health is already paid for. Becoming one with another, or didn't you realize that your body is a sacred place? Don't let that pass you up. Your body, a sacred place. The place of the Holy Spirit. My body is the place of the Holy Spirit. Don't you see that you can't live however you please? Squandering what God, squandering. What God, give me the last part of it, paid such a high price for. You can't be messing around with your body. It's where I live at, and I paid for it. You can't let this world pull your body out of socket from me. The physical part of you is not some piece of property belonging to the spiritual part of you. God owns the whole works. So let people see God in and through. Whoa, that's powerful, isn't it? One more scripture while you're standing. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. God was with him. Give me a term in the Amplified Bible. Acts 10:38. I know I'm working you a little bit, but we need to do it. Knowing how to live in Holy Ghost help, because we're going into territory apostolically and prophetically tonight that's going to choke sickness and disease in your body by revelation and by anointing. By revelation and by anointing. And let's add something else to it. And your faith. Revelation, anointing, and my faith. Going to work tonight with the Holy Ghost. In partnership with the Holy Ghost. About my health. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit with great power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil because God was with him. You may be seated. Listen very carefully. This message, knowing how to live in Holy Ghost health, and that is apostolic government health, and that is prophetic already provided health, this is a revelation to the body of Christ to settle all cases of sickness and disease supernaturally. See, the Holy Spirit working only in one realm. He working in the realm of the supernatural. The Holy Spirit don't know failure. He don't know I can't do it. Because he stepped off into another realm that all things work together for good. You got that? This is a revelation to the body of Christ to settle all cases of sickness and disease supernaturally. This is also a call for miracles, signs, and wonders in the construction of health. Now listen very carefully. Get ready to see manifestations, plural, you have never experienced before. Holy Spirit help cannot fail. Holy Spirit help cannot fail. Holy Spirit help cannot fail. Because the Holy Spirit is God. He cannot fail. He was sent to keep us healthy. Thank God for Holy Ghost help. Say it. There is no impossible healing and help for the Holy Spirit. There's no impossible healing nor help for the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? Now, you know you're in a new territory, right? I mean, we know the Holy Spirit. We never emphasize the ability of the Holy Spirit transferring health to our body. No matter what disease or sickness are, he's more powerful. Yes, sir. I was studying along, and I say it to the Holy Spirit. You might want to say it to him sometime. Holy Spirit, you my doctor. Holy Spirit, you better not keep telling the Holy Spirit that. No, you better not keep telling the Holy Spirit that, because sickness, disease, and trouble, you keep, because the Holy Spirit don't like to fail. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit can't fail. So when you say the Holy Spirit, you my doctor, it meaning that he's going to tell you every step, every move to make. What to take, what not to take, what to do, what not to do. He's gonna enlighten you to what I call divine help. Help, the help of God. Are you following me? All right, turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Let's work this a while. Hebrews chapter 2. I want to look at an aspect here that is very important. I'm going to give you the principle, and then we'll work it from the scripture. Learn to listen to the Holy Ghost about your health. Learn to listen to the Holy Ghost about your health. Where are my sons at? They need to be in here. Learn, I can't train you somewhere else. Learn to listen to the Holy Ghost about your health. All right, now from now on, I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost. I mean, something going on, just take time, maybe through meditation. But just sit there and say, Holy Ghost, I'm listening to you. Tell me what to do here, what way to turn, what to do. Instead of jumping into the flesh and doing something. All right? Because by not knowing that fully, what I'm about to read, you miss some things. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. All right? Now, y'all are hearing a lot of stuff in this church. But it won't do you no good unless you give honest heed to it, the things which you have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, how are you going to let this slip tonight? Don't let the Holy Ghost, knowing how to live in Holy Ghost help, is in virgin territory to the body of Christ apostolically. Holy Ghost help? Then what you hear, you cannot let it slip. What do you mean let it slip? Let it pass you? Let it leave you? Don't do nothing about it? Just sit up here tonight and listen to it a few minutes and then go on home and forget about it. So we're through slipping. We're through letting our health slip. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got a help slipping, stopping anointing on us. You better write that down. I'm help slipping, stopping anointing on us by cooperating with the Holy Ghost. In other words, not only are we not going to let it slip, but we're not going to accept or agree with no more sickness and disease. Amen. Call it your enemy and call it out of your life. Notice verse 2 now. For the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and every disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So what now? This is a shut off. This is a shut off. Yeah, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say this is a shut off. What you mean a shut off? You're being shut off. What you mean you're being shut off? Look at verse 4 now. All of these things are attributes to your help from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost want to use the gifts of the Spirit. on your help. The Holy Ghost want to step up the anointing on your help. The Holy Ghost want to work miracles on your help. The Holy Ghost want to bring good, pepelisco, no mabasakushi, hey, fasala, produce signs and wonders in your body. Your body is a weapon for God to show how good he is. That's why Satan try to put sickness and disease, make us be natural, make us be normal. Even though we're born again, filled with God's spirit, we ought to be on another level. Look at his fourth verse. For God also bare them witness both with signs and wonders. We need these signs and wonders. And with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. See that? According to his own will. God also bare them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. It's the question. Is he doing it in your life? See? Now, when you understand knowing how to live in Holy Ghost help, Holy Ghost help. Now, this is a territory that the Lord wants you to flow in, Holy Ghost help. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, the Holy Ghost is in here right now. You understand?
Yes.
And he recognized that we were turning to him for help. The Holy Ghost is going to use everything. He's going to use the gifts of the Spirit. He's going to use signs and wonders. If he gets somebody faith trained to receive it. That's what I'm aiming to do. Train your faith to expect a miracle in your body. Expect a sign. Expect a wonder in your body at all times. Don't expect sickness and disease because everybody's talking about it. But the Holy Ghost is my partner. And he wants me to be healthy. Now go farther and see in Hebrews, go to the fourth chapter, you see health is a rest of God. Health is a rest of God. So until you enter into your health, you have not fully entered into your rest. Now, no demon, no sickness, no disease can stop you. If you know how to walk by faith in the revelation that we're teaching tonight. Now, I got to say this over and over. You got to walk by faith in it because the Holy Ghost can't work without faith. Faith is the premium that God put on everything he does. So the flesh can't do it, but the faith can. So I think we've been trying to do too much help by our flesh. But that's basically all we knew. Get healed, get sick, get healed again. Get healed, get sick. But we start walking in a healthy environment. I like what Romans 9:1 says. I tell the truth and I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. That's what I want for you. Your conscience start bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. Don't bear witness with what everybody's saying. Don't bear witness with how you feel. No. The Bible talks about faith. Feeling cannot override your faith. Your faith must override your feeling. Now here in this fourth chapter of Hebrews, it gives us another insight on learn to listen to the Holy Ghost about your health. I want you to hear that. Learn to listen to the Holy Ghost about your health. Well, is the Holy Ghost talking about my health? Yes, sir. Because the Holy Ghost don't want to live in your sick body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, if I give the Holy Ghost free course, I'm going to have help all the days of my life. And he'll drive out all my mistakes, all my shortcomings that went on in the past. Let's start new tonight. Let's I do this sometimes. Let's just repent to God for all the time I've made mistakes and didn't listen right. You see what I'm saying? And then I'll start out brand new, and then God can give us some fresh anointing and fresh help. Everybody say fresh help.
My.
Help fresh from the Holy Ghost. Look at what he says here in Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached, listen, did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now the rest held his arrest from God. Are you listening? Romans 8:14, favorite verse. We haven't been doing it concerning help. We haven't been doing it because many is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We have, because sons of God speak help immediately. But it's not automatic. You have to be led by the Spirit into, listen to me carefully now, because your healthy place. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me into my healthy place. If you yield to him, he'll take over. Because you've been handling your body just like it's just your body. But your body belongs to God. Your body belongs to the Holy Spirit. Imagine you talking to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, this your body. Do what you want with it. What? Now I'm going to get a little crazy, you know. If you do that, he's going to say, something got to get the hell out of here. If I'm going to stay in here, if you're going to give me full control, I got to get hell out of here. Hell is sickness and diseases and demonic power that rob us of our rightful place in Christ. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit, you can take control of my body right now. Sense what you're saying now. You need to sense what you're doing tonight. You know, you need to sense, you need to yield. Oh my, I get to want to pray in tongue and holler. Because I know we are on the greatest verge of health in the body of Christ that ever existed before. We done turn it over to the Holy Ghost. We talking about Holy Ghost health. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Jesus. Say Holy Ghost health.
My body
lives
in
Holy Ghost health.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Now, being led by the Spirit, listen very carefully. We read Romans 8:14. Being led by the Spirit, wisdom for your healthy place. Being led by the Spirit, wisdom for your healthy place. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All the sons of God have divine right to be healthy at all times. Attack, but yet know how to eradicate the attack. At large, my brothers and sisters, the church hasn't been doing that. We've been praying, we've been fighting and casting out devils, but to take it over like this is supernatural. By yielding to the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit catch your hand. Holy Spirit can make a new kidney. Watch all them pills you're taking for help. Nutrient pills. You make sure you're taking the right thing. You can put too much. You see, we try to get another way. You put 15 pills in your mouth, and you really don't know much about them. You're just talking, but you don't know much about them. You haven't done no research or nothing. And you got a market out there. And don't losing weight. You want to lose weight if you need to lose weight, but weight is not the problem. The problem is on the inside. What do you have on the inside? So all these weight game they got. Don't ever accept an operation for weight. Don't ever do that. Don't try to go to shortcut. You listening to me?
Yes, sir.
As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So help wisdom cometh from the Holy Ghost. Help wisdom cometh from the Holy Ghost. I got to say it one more time. Help wisdom cometh from the Holy Ghost. So if you want wisdom about your health, you know, somebody might tell you this and do that, but then the Holy Ghost says, go down to the creek. You know, he might tell you anything, Holy Ghost, because he knew how to do it, you know. I mean, the man blind, he put the mud in his eyes, so go down to the creek, you know. You're not going to always understand what the Holy Ghost is saying to you until you catch on in the Spirit. Naturally, you can't understand what the Holy Ghost is saying. You understand? So we're talking about health wisdom now. Letting the Holy Spirit give us health wisdom. Everybody say health wisdom.
Health wisdom.
Okay. All right. All right. Now here's one. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We want to deal with another powerful revelation about the Holy Ghost, living in the Holy Ghost help. In 1 Corinthians 12, you have the, at the beginning, you have hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy for the body of Christ. So many of us are going to come out of crisis, health crisis that the enemy tried to put on us. Because we're talking about the Holy Ghost dealing with demons. Oh, my. Oh, my. Let's we'll come back to go to Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil? For God was with him. Now that voice going to be a vehicle for you to ride in. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. That same Holy Ghost and same power going to anoint your body. Are you hearing me? How God anointed Joyce with the Holy Ghost and power. You understand? And the Holy Ghost and power will take you into the same manifestation and demonstration that Jesus had on his life. Jesus really want to anoint you with help. All Satan little games he's trying to play. But see, you want to cooperate with him. Remember them seven things I told you? Prayer, meditation, drinking enough water, nutrition, hazardous condition of the environment, stress, exercise. Those things are important, and then you know most of all your faith. You're going to have to watch what you put in your mouth and your mind. Yeah, I mean, you're just going to do it. I mean, if you really want help, and you know, I'm preaching. You can't say you're not getting no preaching about it. And I'm teaching and I'm prophesying over you every day, sometimes all through the day. It's up to you to take it, though. I can't take it for you. I can't make it for you. I could bring it to you. As far as I'm concerned, none of y'all sick. God hasn't put enough word in you. That's right. Well, you don't let facts overrule faith. So no, you don't. It's God's body. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Say it. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. In full health. Right now. I don't care what kind of symptom. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to give you a principle you can release there. Permitting the Holy Spirit to release the power gifts on your health. Permitting the Holy Spirit to release the power gifts on your health. Look at 1 Corinthians 12:9. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Faith, gifts of healing. And then in the 8th part of the 10th verse, to another, the working of miracles. So tonight, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing, and special faith for help is released on your life. You hear me online? Y'all hearing me? Special faith is released for your health. Gifts of healing. In other words, miracle helps. Miracle help has come to us. All we got to do is hold on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? The evidence of things not seen. See, faith don't go by just what's seen. Faith goes by what God says. If you keep going by what God says, what you've been seeing going to change. Yes, right. You understand that? Yes, the gifts of the Spirit, permitting the Holy Spirit to release the power gift. You got 9 gifts, but the power gift, the working of miracles is one of them. Gifts of healing, special faith. Expect miracles to be in your body. Jesus Christ. Turn to Romans 8, 26 through 28. You know what that verse says, but I want to give you a word for it. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Praying in the Spirit about your health. Take 10 or 15 minutes and say, this is just a help prayer here. Hear that about shakata. Pray and listen. Praying in the Holy Spirit about your health. It tells me that if you do, you'll get out of your mind, you'll get out of your will and get in His plan. You'll come down to verse 28. Ooh, what kind of help that is, verse 28. All things work together for good for them that love God who called according to His purpose. Deal, look at the 26th verse. Deal with your infirmity. Go back to 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. But we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning. Oh my, what cannot be uttered. Glory to God. I'm groaning about my health. Oh, glory to God. And while you're doing it, the Holy Ghost said, who is that? Who is that trusting me enough? That quiet the Spirit always helps our infirmity. We know that we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself making intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Look at the next verse now, 27th verse. Now you remember we talked about infirmity in that verse. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. See, for our health, we need the Holy Ghost mind. Yes. The mind of the Spirit. Look what he said. He that searches the heart. You're praying in tongues. You're getting the mind of the Spirit about your health. No, what is the mind of the Spirit? Because you make intercession for the saints. Now, look at the last part. There's two of them. According to the will of God. It is the will of God. Look at me. It is the will of God that every child of God walks in health. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what all of them. They got billions of dollars of commercials to tell you different. Because they want to sell you something. One of the most valuable things about your health, we do very little about it. Drink water. We rather a tea. Some of y'all, Coca-Cola. That's a demon now. I guess your health, I'm going to tell you right now, you can say all you want. I lack it. I don't care how much you lack it. It's going to take you down. Krispy Kreme donut. The hot light on. I ain't eating it with you. So it's up to you. I'm teaching you. You know. You got something to do with it. Go ahead on, Pastor. Go to another point. Don't talk too much yet. I believe I'm going to park right here because this is one of our major problems. Oh, my goodness. Praying in the Spirit about your health. Look at the 28th verse now, what it said. Now think health. I want you to think health. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That means complete health. All your faculties work like they're supposed to work. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Now, in order for that to happen, there's a very familiar voice that the Holy Spirit want to talk to you about right now. You know it. Most of y'all know it by heart. But it's a wisdom from the Holy Spirit presenting your body to God at all times. Romans 12:1. Presenting your body to God at all times. Instead of like, saw that there. Oh, I can't do this. I really want it. Oh, go back again. I can't do it. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that pastor, apostle, present your body to God as a living sacrifice. I'm praying for you and present you. I cannot present your body to God. You got to present your own body. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I'm saying the same thing the Apostle Paul said, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. I can't hold it acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, actually, when we do our body wrong, oh Lord, when we eating wrong, oh Lord, is unholy living. I just heard that. I mean, I didn't have that. It's unholy living. The world making a whole out of you. With their various tastes and they put all kind of stuff in that stuff. Man, they got big labs. They know exactly how to activate you. They know how to get your taste bud jacked up. Because see, the eating industry and the pharmaceutical, they in it together. Let's go further. The medical field, they all in it together. So you go from one to the other. So man, tell you how to be well. I ain't telling you nothing. So you're presenting your body to God at all time. You can get delivered from things that are causing certain things to happen in your body. Now, I'm not talking about being in bondage. I'm talking about being in wisdom. See, the devil will call what he won't keep you in bondage. Oh, you can't do that. You know, go ahead and preach the gospel. This is the gospel here. Presenting your body to God at all times. Nobody can present it for you. Here's another one I want you to have. Penetrating the supernatural realm of health on purpose daily. And that's Acts 10:38. But I want to show you another scripture to go with that. Penetrating the supernatural realm on purpose, realm of health on purpose daily. I want to give you a scripture on that that I think is suitable. It's Acts 10:38 is one. We went over it. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Actually, matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10. But it's written, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Health is one of the things God has prepared for you. He wants you to be healthy. This system took the church and everything. Because people had to be taught from this pulpit. You remember Ephesians 4:11-16? You remember that? You're not going to go no further than who you're sitting under. They don't teach it to you, you're not going to get it. The devil's going to hide it from you. Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered to the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. In other words, naturally you can't know what I'm talking about. Go to the next verse now. Verse 10. See, we're talking about revealed help. Not help you just reading about. Is health that the Holy Spirit has to reveal to you. Holy Spirit, reveal my health to me. See how powerful that is? Huh? So we're talking about revealed health. In other words, and everybody cares to be different. See, if you notice the gospel, every case Jesus came upon, he operated different. Because it's personal. Your health is personal. Say, my health is personal. Nobody else can do it for me. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost show me how to do it. My health is personal. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. See, that's the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. So you can begin to apply the deep things of God to your health. My. So we're talking about penetrating the supernatural realm, right? of help on purpose daily. Pleasing the Father by letting him make you whole to represent the goodness of his kingdom. Let him make you whole. Romans 14 and 17, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Notice it's not meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'll give you two more and I'm going to close. Pressing into the Father's direction of the God kind of help. You got to press into it. You got so much traffic. Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic. Pressing. Oh, my. In the Father direction of the God kind of help. Turn to John 16. I got one or two more to give you, and I'll close. Oh, my goodness. John 16. You got your shouting clothes on? Hallelujah. Y'all listening too. Listen or miss it. I really don't want to bury you earlier. And I really don't want you to become broken down and don't know who you are and what way to turn and all that. You don't need to go through all that. I won't come by your bedside and say I told you, but I'm not gonna do you like that. I want you to say you're not gonna see me there. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. I told you. Oh, my goodness. What did I give to you just now? My goodness. John 16, right?
Yes, sir.
12. Let me make the statement again. Pressing into the Father's direction of the God kind of help. That's what I said?
Yes, sir.
All right, 16:12. I have yet many things to say unto you. Now, he's saying that before they received the Holy Ghost. But you cannot bear them now. See, that was a statement made prior in the gospel of the Holy Ghost coming. Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
They were not filled in Acts chapter 2. So here is a type of relationship, the type of revelation. Use another word. The type of realness about your help come from the Holy Ghost. Now watch how the Holy Ghost works. After verse 12, verse 13 says, here is how it's going to be when the Holy Ghost comes. Now he's here now. So this Jesus speaking prophetically of what about to come. Now, in the 13th verse, he says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he's here. Yes. Say, he's here.
He's here.
All right, what are you going to do? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Watch now, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine about your help and show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he should take of mine and show it unto you. Mm-hmm. That's clear. That is clear, I said. That is clear. Now, here's a powerful one that I want you to put on your agenda in the spirit. Get ready for the unfolding of the mysteries, plural, of your health being released. See, that's what the Holy Ghost is going to do. See, the Holy Ghost is going to go in the mystery aspect of your health. When he said, nothing else I can do? It's all over? That lady found Jesus. They told her she was going to die. Go home, you got about 30 days. But she heard about Jesus. Woman with the issue of blood. Mark 5. And went and touched the hem of his garment and was made whole. I don't know how many doctors she went to. The Bible said many doctors. And instead of growing better, she grew worse. They tried. They tried. There's more two things the doctor going to do to you. Give you medicine or cut it out. That's the only two things they know. Medicine or cut. Let's go to the table. I really want y'all to stay off them tables. You had to go, you're gone now, but don't go back no more. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom. Don't want to go to the table. See, I know some people don't like it. They're doctor freaks. They don't like for you to tell them the truth about this, and they're afraid. I'm not a doctor hater. I've used doctor. I have a doctor. He's not all medical doctor, though. My doctor do both things, nutrition, too. Sure is quiet on me. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, and Matthew 13:11. I'm about to close in a minute. 1 Corinthians, are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, them hums feel good, but it's better than a hum, yeah.
Yes,
all right. The doctor said you got 3 days to live. That's your favorite preacher. It don't work, but it don't work. You got to have some wisdom. You got to know what to do, man. No, I ain't dying. You ain't call my life. I'm going to get me a miracle. All right, 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him, how be in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. See, when you're praying in tongues, you get the mysteries. Go to Matthew 13:11. How many of y'all handcuffed that tornado this morning? Y'all got to watch your phone. Sometimes the Lord's showing us something, you know. He answered unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. See, that's the mysteries about your health. Look at the next verse say. Look at the next verse say. But whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant. But whoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. So what I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit is going to give it to you. And it can't be taken away from you. Get ready for Holy Ghost wisdom, Holy Ghost health wisdom to flow clearly in your spirit, your soul, and your body, producing, look at this, get ready for this, sanctified health. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 23, get ready for the Holy Ghost, help wisdom to flow clearly in your spirit, your soul, and your body, producing sanctified health. I never heard of that. Sanctified health. Say sanctified health.
Sanctified.
That means health been set apart just for you.
Look what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says. And the very God of peace sanctify you. How? What that word mean? Everything. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the 24th verse says what? He'll do it. All the things I've taught you tonight, he'll do it for you. Are you listening to me? On my computer, you know, I got a, on my laptop, but when they send something, a message across it, a message just come across, they're going to be warming Gonzales tomorrow. Going to be warmer in Gonzales tomorrow. They were telling you, it's dangerous, real dangerous yesterday. Dangerous. I mean, anything might happen. And I was laying in bed. I said, no, ain't nothing going to just happen here. We got to go to church tonight. James 1:1-6. I'm not going to read the whole thing because my time's up. But all the trials and tests we went through with help, when you get to James 1:5, say, let him ask for wisdom. Any man lack wisdom about your health, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally, upbraid not, and it shall be given him. Ask God for wisdom about your health. God, give me wisdom. Say, he'll give it to you too, you know. All right. Let the Holy Ghost show you how to use God's health weapons properly. John 6:63 and Hebrews 4:12. God will give it be a health operation. It's the spirit that quickens the flesh, profit nothing. The words I speak to you, speak to you. Now, if I haven't spoken to you tonight, you ain't getting nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And then the word has the ability to operate on you. Once the word is spoken to you, look at Hebrews 4:12. The word surgery. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the son of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, that's an operation there, boy. All right, let me give you the close one. It's the last one. I want you to get it. Now, from this moment forward, see your health as a divine gift from God, sealed by the Holy Ghost and your faith. Let me say it again because I want you to get part of this. Now, from this moment forward, everybody in the sound of my voice, see your health as a divine gift from God, sealed by the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, now notice now, and your faith. And the scripture you gave me for that was 2 Peter 1:1-4, and I want to read it. 2 Peter 1:1. Because it's so important. Now, from this moment forward, see your health as a divine gift from God, sealed by the Holy Ghost, and your faith. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, verse 3 says, according to his divine power, has given to us all things that pertain to life, health, and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. And then verse 4, you actually have a You ready for this? You actually have a divine nature of help living on the inside of you. And you got to tap into it. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah is right.